From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting terrorists attack Istanbul's Ataturk Airport. The governor of Istanbul says three suicide bombers detonated explosives late Tuesday at the Turkish city's airport, killing at least 36 people and wounding dozens. Dorian Jones has more.
Turkish officials say three heavily armed suicide bombers targeted Istanbul Ataturk Airport's international terminal at mid-evening local time. According to witnesses, one of the bombers detonated his explosives outside the international arrival terminal. The two other attackers are believed to have sought to enter the terminal, which is protected by heavily armed police and X-ray machines. Airport security camera images show one of the bombers inside the terminal, armed with a pistol. He appears to fall and then detonates his explosives. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
British Prime Minister David Cameron traveled to Brussels Tuesday to meet with European Union leaders for the first time since the British public voted to leave the EU. European leaders said they respect the outcome of the Brexit referendum but want Britain to leave speedily in order to resolve the political and economic uncertainties unleashed by the decision. The leaders turned down Mr. Cameron's pleas for favorable conditions for a British exit. The Prime Minister didn't seem rattled by Europe's response, telling reporters he valued the time he has spent over the years in the EU Council meetings.
There was universal respect for this decision, and this decision will be carried through in Britain and is understood that it will be carried through here in the European Union.
Meanwhile, members of Parliament from Britain's opposition Labour Party delivered a no-confidence vote to its leader, Jeremy Corbyn. Labour Party members accuse him of leading a lackluster fight against Brexit. He says he will not step down. This is VOA News. U.S. consumer confidence improved this month while the U.S. economy grew a bit faster than first thought. Tuesday's report from the Conference Board shows consumer confidence rose to its highest level since September, snapping a two-month losing streak. And another report, this one from the Commerce Department, shows the U.S. economy expanded at a 1.1% annual rate in the first 3 months of the year. Republicans on a U.S. congressional investigating panel say the government failed to respond to a 2012 attack in Libya that killed four Americans. Panel Chairman Trey Gowdy complained that no U.S. military assets were deployed to Benghazi, Libya, despite orders of the president and the Secretary of Defense. Military leaders say they did not have sufficient intelligence information or resources to respond. The panel Tuesday released an 800-page report that produced no new allegations against Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
I'll leave it to others to characterize this report, but I think it's pretty clear it's time to move on.
Many Democrats had believed Clinton was the main target of the probe. Volkswagen has agreed to a nearly $15 billion settlement of consumer and environmental claims related to its recent emissions rigging scandal. The settlement announced Tuesday by a U.S. District Court in San Francisco includes over $10 billion to buy back about 475,000 polluting vehicles. Elizabeth Cabracer is the plaintiff's attorney.
The good news is we have a settlement. We have a class action settlement. It's the largest in U.S. consumer history, particularly in the auto field. And it's also the largest environmental settlement in U.S. history in terms of repairing damage caused by an auto manufacturer.
The settlement also includes $2.7 billion for environmental mitigation and $2 billion for research on zero emissions technology. A new public opinion poll shows most Americans believe Democratic presumptive presidential nominee Hillary Clinton would do a better job dealing with terrorism than Republican rival Donald Trump. 50% of those surveyed in the latest Washington Post ABC News poll say they trust Clinton to handle terrorism, compared to 39% for Trump. The latest poll results show a significant shift in public opinion since the terrorist attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. The U.S. Supreme Court Tuesday dismissed appeals from two states whose restrictions on abortion clinics were struck down by lower courts. The justices refused to hear appeals about laws in Mississippi and Wisconsin that would have required physicians who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.